Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 18, verse 7. Matthew 18, verse 7. Woe to the world for temptation to sin! For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than the two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Today's reading is a bit shorter, but let's take a moment and think about these few passages that we've just finished. Remember that where we left off yesterday, here in chapter 18, he has been talking to them about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And he told them they needed to turn and become like little children. They needed to humble themselves, and they needed to recognize a dependency on God the Father. He also stated that whoever receives one of those children in his name receives me, but whoever causes one of them to sin, it would be better for them to have a great millstone fastened around their neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. So where we start today, when he says, woe to the world for temptations to sin, he builds on this same idea from the beginning of the chapter. And he says, woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. We never want to be the stumbling block in the way of others being faithful. And he takes this a step farther and says, if a part of your body is causing you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. And he's not talking about self-mutilation. He's talking about making a priority and paying a cost to be faithful, a cost that may require you to give up things within your life. And that's emphasized by him talking about the hand, the foot, or the eye, or the fact that it's better for you to lose things in this life and go to heaven than to retain those things that you're not willing to give up and be thrown into the hell of fire. He also begins talking also about rescuing or bringing back a wayward sheep. And he talks about the rejoicing that goes on in heaven when that lost sheep is found. And he makes a comparison talking about a sheepfold that has 100 sheep in it and leaving 99 on the mountain in order to go out and find that one wayward sheep. He is not saying that one person is more valuable than 99 faithful persons. What he's talking about, again, is priorities. Those 99 are safe. They are just fine at the moment. And so he will go out and search for that one that is wayward, and there would be much rejoicing when it's brought back into the fold. That rejoicing is by the Father, that rejoicing is by the Shepherd, and that rejoicing should also be from the entire flock of sheep. And so he says that it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. The desire is for us to be saved. The desire is for us to come to repentance. That was why God had a plan for our salvation that included the sacrifice of Jesus. Finally, in the last part of our reading, he talks about a brother sinning against us, that we need to reconcile so that we do not have anything that would cause a problem between us. And that problem could disrupt unity, but it also would disrupt fulfilling all the one another's that we should have in our relationship between two brothers or brother sister or two sisters. And he says if they won't listen, if they won't see the wrong that they've done, then take two or three witnesses along with you so that it would be established. That was common under the old law, was things needed to be established by two or three witnesses. And if he refuses to listen to all of you, then tell it to the church and let him be as a Gentile and a tax collector. That's speaking of one who is unrepentant of sin. And he's still going to build on this same idea in tomorrow's reading when we start talking about the unforgiving servant. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.